Now, one of our great growing hobbies and interests in County Wicklow is to do with gathering honey and, of course, taking care of bees. And the annual Honey Festival is happening Saturday, September 21st. That's the Saturday up and coming, 11 to 4 in Ashford. And Michelle O'Connor is here. Tell us all about that. Good morning, Michelle.
Morning, Declan.
Good to see you again.
And you too. Thanks for having me on.
You've a growing number of people interested in this.
We do. A lot of people are interested. As I've said to you previously, all ages, all backgrounds, all brought together by our interest in bees and honey. And Saturday's a big day for us, for us to engage with the community, to show them what we're about, what we do. And it's a big day of the year to buy freshly harvested honey. And we have all sorts of honey for sale. I was going to give people a little bit of background about honey, just so our listeners might understand the difference between local honey and non-local honey, and why you really should try and get
heather
it
honey
to buy
and
some.
New Zealand Absolutely. Honey and all sorts of things.
Yeah, we have each colony of bees makes its own honey using forage from around where the colony is based. So every single box of honey is different. It varies in colour, it can have a different flavour, aroma, texture. So it's very, very interesting to taste honeys. And you can actually, we will have a honey tasting stand on Saturday, so you can come along and try out all different honeys and see which ones you like. We will have wildflower honeys, but again, wildflower isn't just wildflower because it depends where the bees are based, and we will have that heather honey. The best honey is really honey that you can take straight off the hive in the comb while it's still warm from the bees. But if you can't have that, then the next best is come along on Saturday, and all our local beekeepers will be there with their honey for you to buy. Again, freshly harvested, this season's harvest. People are harvesting the honey as we speak this week, very busy at it. And we will have whatever kind of honey you like, whether if you like it runny in a jar, if you prefer it straight from the comb, if you like the creamed honey, we will have all different types there.
Right, and you rob it from the bees, do you?
That's a very harsh word. We leave our bees with plenty of honey to see them over the winter. We take surplus stores that they're okay. not going to need over the winter. We wouldn't do that. No, we love our bees. We wouldn't do that to them. No.
Right, and heather honey, because we had a query where to get it, and that's, I mean, we've loads of heather in our mountains,
don't we? We do, we're extremely lucky. Heather honey is it's regarded as almost like the caviar of honeys, and it's very, very good for you. It's got a high quantity of minerals and proteins in it. It has a very distinctive flavour. It's very, very good for you, and it's absolutely delicious. It's a unique honey in Europe.
And you get it in the Ashford Heritage Centre on Saturday. Listen, this biodiversity challenge and all that, how are we all coping? Take us a reading on how things are going.
Well, things are improving, and in fact, on Saturday, if you're interested in biodiversity, it would be a good day to come along. We have Aina Nilauna coming, and she's going to talk about the importance of pollinating insects for biodiversity. So that will be a very interesting talk. And again, as I've said before, awareness. People are becoming more aware of how we can all help. She's going to be talking, for example, about planting bee-friendly plants in your garden. We will have bee-friendly plants there. We will have a plant stall with bee-friendly plants for sale, which is always very popular. So there's a lot you can do as an individual. If you really want to help, there's a lot you can do yourself. You can plant for pollinators in your garden. It's never been so important.
Right. So on Saturday, if you want a family fun day, because there's going to be all sorts of raffles and face painting and a quiz and a bee story, as well as get your Heather Honey bees and find out more. And it's on between 11 and 4 at the Heritage Centre in
That's
Ashford.
Correct. Yep.
Michelle, fair play to you. And that looks good.
Oh, your honey. I just brought you in some honey from home.
What's that called?
That's freshly harvested, yeah. That's Kiltimon honey.
Kiltimon honey.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll treasure that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay. Thank you. Michelle O'Connor there, and it is the annual Honey Festival, Saturday, this Saturday, 11 to 4 in Ashford.